This is Bird Note. Why are some creatures rare and others common? What forces, natural and man-made, cause rarity? Eric Dinnerstein, Director of Biodiversity and Wildlife Solutions Program at Resolve, travels the world for answers.
Some birds, like New Guinea's Red Bird of Paradise, are rare because their range is so limited. Others, like the Kirtland's Warbler of North America, need very specialized breeding habitat. The greater one-horned rhinoceros of Nepal has become rare from poaching for its horn and from the loss of its preferred feeding areas. Huge plantations on Brazil's tropical savannas are pushing out mammals and birds that once roamed there. Rarity is also caused by human warfare and the ever-increasing number of hungry people. It sounds pretty bleak, doesn't it? But what if we started caring about rare wildlife with the same intensity as we do about our pet dogs and cats? That's the thought that gives me hope. I feel like we're on the edge of a cultural shift where in 20 years, people are going to insist on setting aside land for the well-being of rare creatures. Bhutan and Costa Rica are already showing the way. And every time you tell people why wildlife is important to you, you help prepare the ground for the political will that will save many rare species.
Enjoy Eric Dinnerstein's book, The Kingdom of Rarities. Find a link at birdnote.org.